This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network. Welcome to the very first episode of The Happy Broadcast. The Happy Broadcast is a movement focused on positivity and a place where the millions of people that are making a positive impact on society are celebrated and given a platform to inspire us all. The project started in February 2018 when Mauro Gatti took to Instagram to post a piece of his art, along with the news that there had been a recent fall in the number of breast cancer deaths. Today, hundreds of thousands of people flock to Mauro's page to get their daily dose of positivity. Here at The Happy Broadcast, we acknowledge the big challenges we're facing right now. But instead of getting overwhelmed, we want to celebrate all the inspirational fixers, doers, and problem solvers making a positive change in the world. And with that, today marks the launch of our podcast, where we hope to continue the tradition of helping to improve the mental health and wellness of our listeners by providing some positive news to start your week. Once called crazy, an Indonesian eco-warrior has turned arid hills green after 24 years of effort. Villagers in Indonesia called Sadiman crazy when he traded his goats for some tree saplings. No one might have guessed that 24 years later, he would have planted over 11,000 trees across 617 acres to transform dried up hills into green forests. Starting off in the mountainous region of Java, Sadiman focused on areas where rivers and lakes were dried up by fires. He planted banyan and ficus trees so that their far-reaching roots would help retain groundwater and prevent land erosion to these areas. For a long time, the locals remained skeptical, believing there were spirits living in the banyan trees he planted, and many took to calling him Grandpa. Still, Sadiman's hard work has paid off, as water has returned to the drought-prone areas. Farmers can now take advantage of the newly formed springs for irrigation, which has allowed them to triple the yield of their yearly harvests. Not bad for the sake of a few goats. After a major oil spill off the coast of Israel, rescuers have discovered that feeding mayo to turtles can perfectly clean their digestive tract. Do you like your chips with mayonnaise? Well, in Israel, rescuers have discovered that the popular sauce is also a miracle when it comes to saving sea turtles. Earlier this year, a devastating oil spill coated most of Israel's 120 miles of coastline with thick, black tar and caused extensive damage to the environment and wildlife. Since then, thousands of volunteers and cleanup crews have come together to start the beach cleanup, a task that is expected to take months. Employees at Israel's National Sea Turtle Rescue Center are also helping out and have found a creative way to flush out the toxins from the turtles' digestive tracts. And yes, it involves feeding them mayonnaise. The mayo basically creates a barrier around the tar that better interacts with water, making the toxic substance less sticky. It basically helps dilute the tar along each turtle's digestive tract, stomach, and intestines. It also contains nutrients that the turtles are in need of, since their systems cannot handle regular food at the moment. The recovery process is expected to take about a week or two, and then the turtles are expected to be released back into the wild. Hooray for mayo!
Hooray!
Coral colonies in Fiji are bouncing back after a devastating cyclone. After being reduced to rubble by Cyclone Winston, coral colonies off Fiji are bouncing back to life. Cyclone Winston struck in 2016 and was the most destructive cyclone ever in the Pacific. It was thought the rich coral reefs would never recover. However, a recent dive expedition led by the Wildlife Conservation Society showed that there is nothing to fear, as the brightly coloured corals have recovered beyond their expectations. Not only that, but tropical fish and other sea life have also returned to the area and made it their home. The Fiji reefs are once again showing their true colours, Take that, Winston. And that's your positive news update. Ever heard of a helper's high? This is another name for the uplifting feeling that people experience after doing a good deed or act of kindness. According to research from Emory University, when you are kind to another person, your brain's pleasure and reward centres light up as if you were the recipient of the good deed, not the giver. So why not get a dose of helper's high this week and reach out to someone you haven't spoken to in a while? Let them know you're thinking of them. Maybe even make them a playlist they would enjoy. Keep in touch with us. Let us know how you get on. We love hearing your positive news too. And here's what's making you smile this week.
What makes me happy are bees, because they are so important for the environment and so cute.
Music makes me happy, whether it's listening to it or playing it, and I can't wait to go and watch live music again.
Spending time with my mom makes me happiest.
I'm planting 4 new trees in my yard, and that really, really makes me happy.
My boyfriend is my neighbor, and I'm so happy because if I miss him, I can just run over and see him.
Getting on quarantine, more free time to practice my favorite musical instruments.
Things that make me happy are animals in general, especially dogs, cats, and fish.
Well, the happy broadcast makes me happy. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed your weekly dose of positivity. We're going to finish with some simple breathing exercises. But before that, we just want to remind you to hit subscribe so you never miss an episode, and tell your friends and family to help spread the good news. This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network. If you'd like to support the show and get lots of exclusive upcoming bonus content, then go to headstuffpodcasts.com. The Happy Broadcast is on Instagram and at thehappybroadcast.com. And finally, if you would like the chance to share your happy moments in our Community Voices segment, head to thehappybroadcast.com/record to send in your submission. Oh, and one more thing to help get you through. This is your weekly reminder to breathe. Breathe in for 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4. And out. 2, 3, 4. We'll be back with more anxiety-free news next time on The Happy Broadcast. This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Headstuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.